Present.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton?
Present.
Thank you. Sophia Fassad?
Present.
Thank you. Wiling Huber?
Here.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado Mena here for the record. Welcome everybody. This meeting is officially called to order. We are going to project our meeting norms. Romy, can you go ahead and do that? Don't see you on the meeting yet. Why don't we
have them up in just a second, apologies.
No problem, thank you. So here are the meeting norms. I'm gonna ask if there's a board member that would volunteer to read the meeting norms and the-
Marlana trying to fight and say, cause she helped that one time.
Yes.
Do we have a volunteer for this evening?
I'm sorry, I can't see the screen right now, but I promise I'll do it next time.
Okay, sounds good. Dwayne, would you like to do it today?
Yeah, I'm not in a position, Josefina, to actually read them.
Okay.
Not this afternoon.
Yeah, no worries. Sophia?
Yeah, I can do it.
Great, thank you so much.
No problem. Just starting from the top, right?
Yes, please.
Awesome. The board recognizes the importance of all stakeholder voices at OSA. Collaboration and community are essential to the visibility of our school. The purpose of this meeting is for our board of directors to meet with each other and conduct school business, as well as to receive input from the school staff and the community via public comment. Public comment may be made on topics that relate to the school. After hearing a report, members of the public have the opportunity to offer comments in a designated time prior to the board discussion of that agenda item. Outside of public comment, members of the public are also welcome to observe the meeting. Please use the raise hand function to make public comment. If you cannot use the raise hand function, you can sign up for public comment in the chat. We want to be sure to see all the signups, so keeping the chat clear when public comment signups are being called for is appreciated. You may sign up for public comment at any time prior to the conclusion of public comment for that agenda item. You do not need to wait for public comment to be called to sign up, and may sign up for public comment during the presentation of the report or at any time prior. You are not required to include your name with the comment. If you wish to remain anonymous for ease of identifying speakers, please provide a unique and appropriate pseudonym. Due to student and employee privacy laws, please refrain from using the name or any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee. Public comment will be capped at 90 seconds per speaker. To be sure of hearing from a variety of people, minutes may not be transferred to other speakers. The board cannot respond to public comment on non-agenda items. This does not mean the board is not listening. Staff will do our best to respond to chat comments throughout the meeting, but may not be able to respond to every single one. To be sure your comments are heard by board members, please sign up for public comment. If the comment thread becomes harassing or abusive or includes any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee, staff reserves the right to turn off the chat feature at its discretion. We strive to be a learning community that learns from each other. We are also a community comprised of people who care very deeply about the school. We recognize that all voices are not treated equally in our society, but aim to value and respect all voices equally in this forum. We may have different ideas of how to achieve goals, and we may feel passionately about our points of view. This needs to be a safe space for a variety of opinions. Finally, we address each other in a respectful manner to foster collaboration, build community, and to model good citizenship to our students. For clarification on the recording, board members should please state their names prior to speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio is posted on the school website. Land acknowledgement. OSA is situated on Wechin, the unceded territories of the Checheno-speaking Lijian Ohlone peoples. I am so sorry if I said those incorrectly, who have lived upon this land since the beginning of time. Indigenous peoples in California, the Americas, and around the world are still here. OSA recognizes the historic genocide and ethnic cleansing inflicted upon Indigenous peoples in California and the Americas, including their forced removal from ancestral lands and the deliberate and systematic destruction of their communities and culture. These conditions are ongoing, and Indigenous people have been fighting against cultural erasure and for their sovereignty since the beginning of colonization. To this end, we as a community strive to honor the Indigenous members of our community, uplift their voices and contributions to arts and culture, center Indigenous people's worldviews in our classroom, and support Indigenous sovereignty everywhere. This land acknowledgement is a small act in supporting Indigenous communities and centering the justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion work within Oakland School for the Arts. Solidarity with Indigenous nations can include donating time and money to Indigenous-led organizations, amplifying the voices of Indigenous people leading grassroots change movements, and returning land.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we are gonna go ahead and go to the public comment on non-agenda items. I'm sorry, public comment on the closed session items. Okay, seeing that there is no public comment at this time, we're going to go ahead and adjourn to closed session, and we will be back as soon as we're done in closed session.
Omi, I don't see the pop-up for the breakout.
When do we come back?
Thank you.
The board will be in closed session for, I would guess, 40 minutes to an hour. You are welcome to just stay on the Zoom and yeah.
Thank you. I do have to report out that we provided legal guidance in relation to anticipated litigation. We're going to go back into our public meeting agenda now, and we're going to start with public comment on non-agenda items. So do we have signups for public comment? Okay, I see Chris Bradburn and Mike Oz for public comment.
You want to start it off, Chris?
We're speaking together. COSATS, the Coalition of Oakland School for the Arts Teachers and Staff, and Mike?
OSA.
have been working together closely for 2 years in bargaining and recently in mediation. And we are pleased to announce that as of yesterday, an agreement has been reached for the contract. So.
Can we unmute? Let's make some noise. I think it's appropriate. Let's hear a little bit of noise, please.
Yeah.
I just want to add on top of it, Chris, it feels really good. I've known many of you guys for so many years. I have so much love and admiration for the work you do. This process by design is difficult and straining and can like cause relationships to fracture. And I don't think it has. And I really appreciate that here we are. I'm thrilled that this foundation. patience in place. It's just exactly what we need. We have some challenges. We have financial ones, but you guys are worth every single penny. And I just want to make that clear. I'm just thrilled that we're here. So thank you so much.
And so the next stage, we've got some other hoops to jump through before the agreement will be finalized and ratified. So there's some of that stuff that needs to happen. I don't anticipate. Yeah, hopefully everything goes smoothly with that. But yeah, not sure exactly what the date will be when it's fully in place. But we've got a little bit of work to do to get it finalized. And then that's what we've got, our first contract. So, yay.
Well, congratulations to everyone. And thank you all for your hard work. I think we're really excited about the next step in moving forward. So thank you to everybody. We need to go back and take roll call for the record as we came back into public session. So I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. We'll start with Dwayne Walton.
Present.
Thank you, Dwayne. Sophia Fassad.
Present.
Thank you. Jason Ryman.
Present.
Thank you. And Wylene Huber.
Here.
Thank you, and Josefina Alvarado Mena for the record. Thank you, everybody. So we're gonna go on to our consent agenda. And I will accept a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I so motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any public comment on the consent agenda? Okay, seeing that there is none, any board discussion on the consent agenda? Okay, let's go ahead and take a vote. Wylene Huber.
Yes.
Thank you. Sophia Fassad.
Yes.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton.
Yes.
Thank you. Jason Wyman.
Yes.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado Mena. For the record, yes. And let me also note that Adrian Barnes is absent for today's meeting. So moving right along, we have the board approval ratification of compensation comparability study for interim executive director position. And I have something to read in relationship to this particular item. The following report, a summary of compensation and benefits survey data for interim executive director classification, February 2022. The following is a summary of findings from a review in comparison of a sampling of compensation levels received by public school administrators in positions similar to the interim executive director classification at Oakland School for the Arts. Based in Oakland, California, compensation figures are from the State Comptroller's Office. Student enrollment figures are from the California Department of Education for the 2021 school year. The interim executive director position at OSA helps in the oversight and administration of a 6th through 12th grade charter school in downtown Oakland area that offers immersive arts experiences in a college preparatory setting. OSA has a total population of approximately 800 students. Based on these facts, this study compared salary packages of similarly situated public school administrators. The five public schools / districts surveyed in this summary have an average population of approximately 745 students. Of the public school administrators sampled, the average total compensation package, base salary plus other compensation is approximately $228,000. And the average base salary is approximately $192,000. Is there any public comment on the compensation comparability study for the interim executive director position? Okay, seeing that there is no public comment, I'm going to open it up for a board discussion and approval. Actually, there's no vote for this particular item, but there is time for board comment. Any board comment?
Josefina, this is Dwayne. I just want to thank Mr. Oz for just just stepping in and allowing the community and the school to kind of move forward, you know, kind of given the number of obstacles, you know, we've faced in this short time. So thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne, for that. Jason Miller, are you making a comment? You're on mute. Still on mute. No, I can't. I'm still not hearing you. Is anybody hearing Jason? No.
Oh. He said it does require a vote to approve.
Okay. I'll move to accept the compensation survey study.
Thank you, Wyling. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Any board discussion? Okay, no board discussion. So we'll go ahead and take a roll call vote. Wiley Huber?
Approve.
Thank you. Sophia Fassad?
Approve.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton?
Approve.
Thank you. Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Thank you. And I also approve Josefina Alvarado Mena for the record. Our next item on the agenda is the required oral report regarding the interim executive director contract. So I have to read another, and this is all statutory. So this is why there's so much that needs to be read exactly as required. This is from the board report. This is the executive compensation comparability study. The California Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004 mandates that the board of directors review comparable executive compensation packages for educational executives upon any of the following events. One, initially upon hiring the educational executive, or two, whenever the executive's term of employment is renewed or extended, or three, whenever the executive's compensation is modified, unless the modification extends to substantially all employees in the organization. See Government Code Section 12586, Subsection G. In connection with the board's review of the Oakland School for the Arts interim executive director's employment agreement, the board must meet this due diligence requirement by reviewing and adopting a comparability study. This review is essentially in order to protect OSA as a corporation and the board from IRS sanctions for excess benefits transactions, and to establish a rebuttable presumption that the educational executive's compensation is reasonable. Thus, the board must meet the criteria set out by the IRS for conducting this review prior to any of the above changes in employment occurring. This review must occur without the participation of any individuals who possess a conflict of interest. Under the IRS regulations, any employees under the supervision of the executive director are automatically conflicted and must recuse themselves from any participation whatsoever in any aspect of this process. Accordingly, staff has produced a compensation comparability study attached for the board's review and available to the public. And this board's chair, my recommendation is that based upon the above requirements, it is my recommendation that the board review and accept the staff report reflecting comparable compensation.
Are you hungry, Isaiah?
Please mute yourself. Thank you. So that is the oral report. We now will move on to the board ratification approval of the interim executive director contract. For this, we need a, we'll have public comment and then board discussion and a vote. Do we have any public comment? Yes, Chris Bradburn for public comment.
Obviously, we're in a unique time and there's a lot going on. So I just want to mention that. As you're discussing this, I do hope that it is factored in to, sorry, I have my camera on. Put there we go. I hope you factor in that the people that the positions that are being vacated and getting back are getting filled by a lot of other people that are taking on extra duties. And I do hope that we're looking at the big picture. There's a lot of work being done on an interim basis. And I just hope that we're looking at everyone's job and what they're having to do to get through this time. And I know Mike and Katie are absolutely in support of that too, but I just want to put that out there.
Thank you for that, Chris. Any other board comments? Okay, I have just a quick question for Council Jason Miller. Jason, is it appropriate to show the slides now or to make the statement? And you might have to type in your guidance in the chat. Okay, great. Romy, can you share the slides?
Yes, give me just 1 minute to pull that up.
Thank you. And thank you all for your patience. There's a lot of moving pieces, technical pieces to this particular meeting. And as we have been sharing in broader communications, this is a unique time for OSA, and we believe this is a unique opportunity for us to do business a little differently than what we've done in previously. We wanted to share a slideshow with everybody before we vote on the contract as a board. And then we want the senior leadership team to give a small presentation about who they are and their vision about how to move this work forward. Thank you, Romy.
Does that look right, Jason?
Yes, okay, great. Thank you, Romy. So the new senior leadership will be led by Mike Oz, the proposed interim executive director. He will be supported by Katie Zog, interim principal. And added to the senior leadership team will be Dr. Sarah O'Dice, the director of special education, Dr. Dolores Thompson, the pathway coordinator, Kyla Scepter, the JEDI coordinator, and Steve Borg, the director of advancement and marketing. Next slide, please. Thank you. The rationale behind this approach is multi-layered, beginning with that this team represents critical areas of work at the school in thought partnership. This represents a new model that meets the moment for OSA. This proposal brings passion, expertise, diversity, and experience. It aligns scope of work and collaboration in building a path forward. It embraces that leadership, the idea that leadership is shared and doesn't reside in any one leader. It declares that we have talent internally to make OSA work versus a more traditional approach of searching for solutions externally. It recognizes the need for a new model that affirms our shared commitment to JEDI, student success, community engagement, and long-term sustainability. Next slide, please. Objectives for this new leadership team. Include work to redefine OSA and make it sustainable, address 2022 needs and beyond, determine the right organizational and leadership structure for OSA, build a process that gives voice to all stakeholders in planning and decision-making, support innovation and equity, reinforce systems of accountability, and fiscal stewardship. Next slide, please. The new leadership timeline will begin tomorrow and extend through the 22-23 academic year. It's very important that we take the time to engage all of the stakeholders, to analyze all of the situation in a very comprehensive and thoughtful way, and put forward the work that it's going to take to create a new model. Next slide. The salary range we shared when we talked about the salary comparability study, it's laid out again here in this particular slide. Next slide, please. The contract terms for the interim executive director are laid out here in terms of the work schedule, the salary, the contributions to the retirement plan, the health benefits package, the sick leave, and the vacation leave accrual. Next slide, please. And thank you, Romy, for that. I can stop sharing. I have something to read. Here we go. So as to the next item regarding approval of the interim executive director employment agreement, I am required by law to indicate prior to any vote on the interim executive director employment contract that the contract has a term of 1 year, 5 months, beginning February 4th, 2022 and ending on June 30th, 2023 and provides the following: a work schedule of 254 days annually prorated to 109 days or 43% of the remainder of the 21-22 school year. A salary of $175,000 annually prorated to $75,250 for the remainder of the 21-22 school year. And employer contributions for the state teachers retirement program, health benefits package as is provided for all OSA employees, sick leave to accrue at the rate of 9 days annually prorated to 4 days for the remainder of the 21-22 school year, vacation leave to accrue at the rate of 13 days annually prorated to 6 days for the remainder of the 21-22 school year. I would also note that the annual salary is in keeping with the compensation comparability study the board has received. So now I think we have board discussion and vote. Board comment, questions, discussion. Yes, Jason.
I just want to thank Mike and the entire leadership team for the work that they've done and echo what you said earlier, Josefina, in terms of helping to provide stability and leadership through what's already worked out to be a tough year with COVID and all of those pieces. And just extend my appreciation to this whole team for all of your work and the work that lies ahead.
Thank you, Jason.
And I echoed that, but I also want to add, want to recognize the board and the close working partnership with Mr. Oz to kind of set up the structure. So I think collectively we saw the needs of the community, the school and the community. So just want to recognize that.
Thank you, Dwayne. Heather?
Yeah, I just want to really appreciate all of your work over the last several years. Mike, for really stepping up despite there being changes in the executive director leadership and having to really orient people to all of the workings. And I'm so excited about this leadership approach, and I'm really, really confident in all of these amazing women. And I just think that your ability to work together and to move our entire school forward is just going to be something we haven't seen yet. And I'm really excited to see what you do. And I'm, 1,000% behind all of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Wiley. Any other board comment or questions, discussion? So before we vote, I really want to also recognize and appreciate Sarah and Dolores, Kayla, Katie, for stepping up and agreeing to continue to serve OSA in this expanded capacity, and also recognize Mike for your incredible contribution to the school. So with that, I will accept a motion.
Yes,
and Steve, I'm so sorry, Sophia. I forgot to mention, thank you, a special thank you to Steve Borg. Go ahead, Sophia.
Yes, I move to approve the compensation for the interim executive director as stated by the board chair and authorize the board chair to finalize an employment agreement for the term stated.
I'll second.
Thank you, Duane and Sophia. Any board discussion? So hearing no board discussion, I will go ahead and do the roll call vote. Jason Ryman.
Approve.
Thank you. Wiley Huber.
Approve.
Thank you. Sophia Fassad.
Approve.
Thank you. Duane Walton.
Approve.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado Mena, I also approve, and congratulations. So with that, let's go ahead and turn it over to the senior leadership team for a short presentation to close out this meeting.
I think Romy has the slides. I'm going to say while she gets there, this was not going to be emotional until Sophia made that motion. It says the first period I ever taught at this school, Sophia was in 16 years ago as a math student. That was just very special, Sophia. Much appreciation.
It was an honor, Mr. Oz. It feels very full circle.
It does. And you're now my boss, so I'm going to get back whatever I did to you. You can now make it up to me. So with this, reminder, 10 days ago, we heard about the resignation of our executive director. So there's been a lot of work happening really quickly. And I'm not going to pretend that it has all been figured out, but it's been really incredible work and very productive, and we feel optimistic. The first step was really working with Josefina to identify that there's an opportunity here and that we should probably slow things down. You don't keep repeating the same thing and expect different results. In my 16 years here, I've seen a lot of repetition of the same thing and seen similar results. And so I appreciate you, Josefina, for really being a thought partner there and figuring out what can we do differently. And first step was to not just jump into another process. We need time to figure out what is best for the school, and we need the right brains and the right energy and the right work ethic on that. And that I think all of those things are represented by this team right here. This team, if we could go to the next slide, everyone here is going to be presenting momentarily. This is an all-star team of amazing people that I'm fortunate to work with. Wai Ling, I think you put it beautifully, and I agree with everything you shared there. The senior leadership team will guide OSA's progress through this interim period while analyzing school operations to determine the most effective long-term leadership structure to support our shared aspirations, student outcomes, and sustainability. By design, this team is representative of the key facets of the school that support equity and inclusion. The team's findings will be reported directly to the board and school community, and that is key. This is not just to the board, but transparently to the school community. And that the larger operational leadership team, which is equally an amazing team, is continuing to work as they have been in parallel. The daily operations, the daily reporting structures have not shifted. This is a team that's put specifically in place to represent the best needs of the school and determine structure moving forward. Next slide, please. Here I am. I will not bore you with the reading, but I'm going to just say it from the heart. I love Oakland. I love the arts. I love this school. I come from an immigrant family who came here for the arts. I'm first generation born in my family, but third generation Oaklander. And that's why I came to this school. I have pride in it. I believe in it. I have stuck through it. I have crawled out of the rubble many, many times. And it's that love and belief that has kept me doing that. I've also learned a lot, kind of never expecting to be a school administrator and going through many different roles. I've actually applied for this position a couple times and thankfully did not get it in the past because I have learned so much since those previous application processes and grateful to be stepping into it now. And I'm humbled and optimistic about the challenges ahead. There's some immediate next steps, equitable and inclusive school climate. You can look at number two and go, okay, we should cross that off the list, reach a tentative agreement with COSATS, improve communication and transparency with our stakeholders, address our current HR needs, meet the financial sustainability needs of the school, and address the current facilities needs. These are the things that are like on my mind immediately because they are impacting our people on a daily basis. There's much more that needs to be dealt with over the next year and a half in this terms of this contract, but these are my immediate things that are preoccupying me. Take it, Katie.
Hi, I can let you guys read through it. I'll just kind of share. Most of you know me in some capacity as a teacher. I was the dean, moved into assistant principal role pretty unexpectedly, and decided to pursue an admin credential. I do have an arts background. I put that on there with pride that I have a California College of Arts and Crafts diploma. Moved to Los Angeles to study art theory for a master's degree, quickly realized that I actually just wanted to be working with students and talking about education and thinking, and decided to pursue a teaching credential. I currently also work for Mills. I have a job there working with their student teachers. So I'm excited for this new transition and the whole team. My immediate first focus steps are going to be really working on professional development. We've switched the model starting this semester to be more supportive of our teachers and our healing and our community. I'm going to continue with my student services work and provide structures for all students for their competence and confidence in themselves as they leave high school and beyond. I really want to focus on communicating with a lot of our families who are they're not in this board meetings, they're not reaching out to the school, they don't know what our resources are. And then of course, to continue to work with stakeholders to identify areas of needs and work with possible solutions. And that includes the leadership team as we go through the next 4 months.
Hi everyone, my name is Sarah. I saw that everyone had a picture on their slide and I was like, oh my God, I don't have any pictures. So I had to add me and my dog, that's Rico. I started here 3 years ago in 2019, right before we shut down for COVID. And I have been just really humbled by all of the amazing work and like the quick, like, oh, this is happening, let's adjust. And I love being in that type of environment where everyone's kind of like solution oriented and like how we can be better and how we can support each other to just like keep moving forward. And that's kind of like really helped me stay grounded and like grow at OSA, which is why I'm really excited about this opportunity. My role is more special education. I taught special ed for 9 years before coming to OSA. And I recently just graduated from USF with my doctorate in special education. So this is kind of like my life's work, my passion. I have a great amount of respect for teachers, for special educators, just education in general. So for me, I think obviously helping the school create better structures to support students and teachers with and without IEPs. You know, I've always had the idea that if a student with an IEP, if we just kind of create a culture where these accommodations are just embedded into our school, it's not necessarily just alienating the students with the IEPs, like everyone can benefit from the accommodations and flexibility that we give and provide to our students with IEPs. So hoping to continue to collaborate with teachers to provide IEP implementation and support, continue to uplift and improve the full inclusion model at OSA. We are a full inclusion school. And I do think there's a lot of work to be done in that aspect to just make sure that we are continuing to support all the needs of students. And then also work closely with Katie and the student support team to identify and provide resources for students that are struggling and identify to, you know, those that need more support.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Dr. Dolores Thompson, many of you know me. I have been at OSA since my daughter started in 2011, working on a volunteer capacity. I've been in everywhere from serving lunches in the kitchen to working in the registrar's office to teaching in the classrooms. I tell people I've been in entertainment all my life. And in that type of business, I've always kept my suitcases ready to go because it's an ever-changing business. OSA is the type of place that when I came with my bags, I was ready to unpack. I immediately fell in love with the students. I fell in love with the staff, and just the whole atmosphere drew me in. I started a broadcast department at OSA, where I really got to get to know the students and give them a voice, which I love. I absolutely love. Becoming pathway coordinator, when Mike gave me the job, I was super excited. His energy matched my energy. We were like, let's go attack Measure N. Let's go attack Link Learning. Let's go. You know, we just started attacking things vigorously. And I loved it because it just matches who I am. I love the fact that through being a pathway coordinator, I get to oversee what's happening in the arts department because I have done a little bit of everything in the entertainment industry, from artist management to performer. I understand the industry extremely well, have lots of contacts, love linking my contacts in with our students. Being able to bridge a gap for them is exciting to me. And I'm looking forward to the next steps. We're embedding CTE into some of our academic curriculum. We're going to continue to build the CMMI program, which is Career Mentor Masterclass and internships. Currently, we have 20 students enrolled in our internship programs. We have newspapers in that program that they're going to be able to write for and get paid. We have fashion. We have a little bit of everything. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to continue to build and extend and even look beyond what we've been doing and maybe include some 10th graders, because I got bombarded in the hallway by a group. They came up to me like a gang. So we might even be able to include them next year. Also, we want to expand our college and career readiness programming. And I've been looking at ways in which we can do that through some of the advisory classes that we have. I've been talking to Wendy Snyder, and we've been putting together some things that we can implement next year in order to give our students more time to talk about college and career and get them ready for that. Also supporting the faculty to navigate through the non-auditions. This is a hard transition for many of us. But we can do it. And one of the things I'm most excited for is showing them different avenues in which we can do it. We hired a curriculum creator so we can have a foundation for beginning classes. And we're looking to expand in each department to where it is equitable and inclusive to all students, whether they have what we consider talent or not. So get ready. We're rolling up our sleeves. We're ready to get in there and make some happen. That's it.
Hi, y'all. My name is Kayla Stifter. I'm the Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Coordinator here at OSA. I am the newest person, I think, newish person here, having joined the OSA family back in June, July, August, beginning of the school year. I am really excited for this direction that we're taking with this team because it is, I think, very intentional and allowing us to look at the systems and like the actual foundation to how we are running the school. During this time as JEDI coordinator, it's been a lot of figuring things out, you know, and understanding what how to support all of these folks in their roles through my work, and how to support students, how to support staff, how to support families. And it's been a huge learning curve. And so I'm looking forward to doing some really intentional listening. And making sure that the needs of all of our stakeholders are being heard and communicated, and thinking very intentionally about how to fill those needs so that we are able to like empower students as best that we can, and to make sure that they're getting this amazing education that is available to them at OSA and be able to really capitalize on it. I am one of the participants in the Equity Task Force. I facilitate those meetings. And so we're developing equity rubrics that can help to make sure that our systems are equitable at OSA and are going to be offering suggestions as we kind of dive into what are the systems that are happening at OSA as well. We're going to be, I oversee some of the all the school affinity groups. And so we're going to be working closely, especially with BSOC, which is the Board for Students of Color, around how do we create build a positive, sustainable school culture. And then finally, thinking about what recruitment and selection looks like at OSA, making sure that we have some implicit bias training, making sure that we are intentional about the types of people or the types of folks that we are bringing onto our staff. Yeah, as we transition in new years so that we continue to have an amazing group. So yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this group. I've learned so much from all these folks and I'm looking forward to helping to support them. That's all.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I joined the leadership group 3 months ago. It's been an incredible experience to experience OSA as a parent and then as a board member and now as a member of the staff. This is an incredible leadership team, and I have an honor to work with them, and I'd like to express gratitude to the board for this opportunity. My job is to focus on accelerating and growing and improving our communications, our visibility in the community, and fundraising. My focus going forward is to achieve the 21-22 fundraising goal. If you haven't given to the annual fund, I encourage you to do so. Build systems and infrastructure to increase the level of the fundraising. We're fundraising about $1 million a year. As we all know, that's not enough. And over the next 3 years, we need to grow that significantly to improve overall communications and then to increase the visibility of OSA as a thought leader in arts education. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for that. Want to open it up. I think we have one last public comment section. Do we have any public comments about the presentation? Okay, seeing that there is no public comments, let's open it up to board comments. Well, on behalf of the board, I would like to say that I think that we are very excited about this team, about this next turning the next page for OSA. And I think all of the board members are very committed to rolling up our sleeves and working very closely with you all. And I think together, leveraging, you know, the talent, the expertise, the commitment to this community and this mission, that we can take OSA to the next level and we can create something that will be sustainable beyond all of us. So I really wanna thank you all. Also wanna recognize all of the faculty and staff and community members, family members that are here in this meeting that have stuck with us and this school, and just recognize all of the commitment and passion for the kids and the families and Oakland community at large. So with that, unless there's any other comment from the board members, we will adjourn this meeting. So thank you all and look forward to working with everybody.
Thanks, Josefina. Thanks, community. Bye.
Thank you.